In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
So, just a couple points here to say that the Father and his two sons, because they were in a good place where they were, as you all who are baptized are, they were full of everything. And then the one son said, I need to take a break from all this. I need to go out. I need my portion, Father. And the Father willingly gave him his portion. And he partied. He partied hard. I mean, he didn't hold back. He spent everything that he had on riotous living. He spent everything on it. There wasn't anything left. But still, he was human. You know, he had to eat. And so he hired himself out to the pig farmers. And there he devoured husks to feed his belly. Husks compared to how he lived sumptuously with his father. And it finally dawned on him one day that he would, you know, that it was life was better with dad, you know? I'll just go and be his servant. I'll just, whatever I have to do, I don't deserve anything but to just grovel and serve, but the servants actually do better than husks. So he went, and when he was halfway home, you might say, only halfway home, the father came to greet him and to embrace him and clothe him and put shoes on him and put a ring on him and kill the then to the house and kill the fatted calf and throw a great rejoicing because he who had been dead is now alive. How many people burn their baptismal robes through their actions? How many people burn their baptismal gowns? You know, those white robes that people put on after they've been baptized with the red cross. And babies, a little bit simpler with babies, just to say they put a little white dress on. Boy or girl, just to say they do. And so it becomes their wedding garment. How many people have taken that which was given to them at baptism and gone forth into the world and basically used everything, all the grace, all the blessings, in quotes, all the oil, like the five virgins who had no oil, on riotous, sumptuous living? Hopefully none of you, but just to say, it is a general malaise in the world we are in today that people not only deny their baptisms, but they live in such a way as to not bring goodness to their souls and to the souls of others as well. They sort of live in this burning sensation. And so we come to this point with the prodigal son. We come as we are those prodigals coming back, hoping to be with God. We, in the finality of our life, we want to be with him forever. And so the church plans this time period of fasting and praying, almsgiving, doing all these things so that you can get a glimpse at what maybe you cashed in a little bit early, what you took and didn't give back, what you lied and didn't tell the truth, if you lusted and didn't repent, if you did any of these things. We will hear about them so quickly and so clearly in the first week of Great Lent, after we have forgiven each other for the sins that we have committed against one another. We will then go forth and we will hear the canon of St. Andrew of Crete, and we will be reminded of those things that we have burned in our baptism, those things that we have defiled ourselves in our souls. We will learn about those things, but God does not give up on us. He feeds us throughout that week with Holy Communion, pre-sanctified, and then weekends as well. And as you move toward that day when Christ is hung on the cross in Holy Week, and you see what he did for you and for me and for all of us, well, then you know how much he loves each and every one of us. So may God give us the strength, brothers and sisters, as we go forward today. We don't have to put it off until we get to Forgiveness Sunday. Beg forgiveness of everyone you meet. Beg forgiveness of everyone you hold aught against. Beg forgiveness if you hold any grudge or anything against anyone, because God forgives you. He forgives each and every one of you and me and all of us. All the least we can do is forgive everyone else. So may God give you the strength to do so. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.